I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater opens their spring semester with Donizetti's tragic Lucia di Lammermoor. It's a production conducted by Arthur Fagan. Sets and costumes are by C. David Higgins. Stage direction is by our guest, award-winning director James Marvel. James, thanks very much for coming in, and congratulations on your first visit to Bloomington.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Lucia is a special favorite of yours, I can tell from some of the notes that you've made about it. I mean, you see it as a wonderful tragedy. You see it as evoking the sort of Gothic feel that European composers found, and they went to Sir Walter Scott. And you even think it's a compendium of Shakespeare. I'm amazed.
In a sense, yeah, absolutely. I think that the opera includes a lot of aspects of Shakespeare's greatest plays. On one hand, you have the relationship between two lovers with warring families whose families are diametrically opposed to one another. You have Normanno as a character who is always trying to lead one of the families into war, sort of like an Iago character, just kind of constantly undermining and getting into the head of Enrico, one of the main characters. And then, of course, you have the mad scene, which is reminiscent of Ophelia's mad scene. However, Donizetti, I feel, raises the stakes a bit as our heroine comes out entirely covered in blood. For fans of vivid imagery on stage, this would be a nice treat out at the theater, I think.
What we might call extreme theater.
Absolutely, absolutely. As if opera isn't extreme enough as an art form, this is going to be even that much more impressive in that regard.
Now, talking about the characters that, and you've evoked Shakespeare's characters, What does the music bring to these individual characters that perhaps just staging it wouldn't? How does that work, do you think?
It's really interesting. That's a great question. One of the examples that I frequently use when I'm working with students who are learning to become opera singers is that I'll say, there are 100 ways to say I love you. You can say, I love you, or you could say, I love you. You know, it could be sort of offhanded, whatever it happens to be. But it's the music that always gives you the psychology behind how those words are intended. So on some level, an actor has a bit more freedom in terms of the interpretation with which he might approach a given line of text. What we've done in this particular production of Lucia is to really look at not only the text, but how the text interacts with the music. And what we've found are moments in Enrico's character, for example, that present him as being actually a much weaker character than he's frequently presented. We've found moments in Edgardo's music and text. Frequently when you see Edgardo, he's this self-pitying puppy dog, you know, constantly feeling sorry for himself, and you sort of want to slap him across the face and say, you know, be a man or something. I mean, frequently the interpretation that he's given drives me insane. And what we've actually found with our double cast here is a way of presenting Edgardo where he's actually much stronger, more honorable, and I think that it actually yields a much better, more compelling performance for the audience.
Can you say a little bit about, on those lines, about Lucia's arias?
Absolutely. I mean, there's always a question to what extent Lucia is, quote-unquote, touched in the head, you know. Some people would suggest that she is a bit mad from the very beginning. And others would suggest that it only happens at the moment where the marriage takes place, or that, you know, where she's supposed to consummate her marriage to Arturo, and she snaps.
What do you think the music says?
Well, I think that there's a lot of evidence in the music to suggest that she is a young girl with an overactive imagination from the beginning who enjoys scaring her maid and friend, Alisa. But I don't necessarily think there's anything to suggest that she's truly mad herself. And I think in our mad scene, we do things with it that have never been done on any operatic stage before. I mean, really strong choices that every time I watch it in rehearsal, I get chills, even though I know what's coming next. So I think it's going to be quite a performance, I have to say.
We've been talking with director James Marvel. The upcoming production of Lucia at the IU Opera Theater opens on the 5th, plays the 5th, 6th, 12th, and 13th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.